You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, November 17th, 2023. You're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Wrapping up your work week. We got Thanksgiving on the horizon for next week. And, you know, a lot of you are looking forward to getting some time off. Hopefully you have the weekend off. Either way, whatever the case may be, I'm glad you're joining us here, wrapping up your week at Radio Albion. I always start these shows off reminding you about Sven Longshanks. If you didn't catch last Friday's show, I did have an update on Sven's situation. He's been moved to a new facility. You're going to want to note that. I'll have the updated mailing information on the description page for this show. So be sure to check it out. You want to send it. I ask that you'll continue to send cards and letters or notes to him or whatever, or send support however you want to do. We don't want to forget Sven. I don't know if his mail restrictions have been lifted yet. And even if they are, I don't know, I may be on the permaban. I have no idea, but we're going to continue to reach out. And hopefully, eventually, we will get some more information. As always, I will pass on any information I have concerning Sven to y'all as soon as I get it. Well, we are wrapping up. We do have a news story to do today. And then what I really want to talk about today, I'm using the news story more or less as an excuse to discuss it. And that is, you know, the tyranny the micromanaging nature of the tyranny. It's like a tyranny, but it's like this petty little tyranny. You think of, you know, governments that get accused of tyranny, like in historical times, and they say, oh my gosh, they didn't allow this. It was so much tyranny. They cracked down on things like gay anal. It was such a tyrannical government. And we have this situation today to where we live under a tyranny. And yet, things that you would normally imagine a tyrannical government or an oppressive government cracking down on are all like just out there and running. You know, just it's like approved, it's ignored. And yet, they micromanage every aspect of our lives. I'm going to get into this as we go. Let's go ahead and get into the story, just kind of kick things off. This is from Yahoo News. It's actually from the Los Angeles Times via Yahoo News. And the headline is California, of course. Imagine that. It all started in California. California banned the sales of flavored tobacco products, but researchers say online sales have boomed. Despite California's efforts to stop the sale of flavored tobacco products, UC San Diego researchers say consumers have discovered a loophole: online shopping. In 2022, Senate Bill 793 went into effect, prohibiting the sale of flavored tobacco products, making California the second state in the U.S. after Massachusetts to pass the broad law. The bill was prompted by the growing sales of an assortment of, quote, kid-friendly flavors, such as cotton candy and bubblegum, as well as the high rates of teen use of e-cigarettes. Now, as I'm sure all of you are aware, California is always like the precursor. You know, they push it in California first, and eventually it winds up being national. It winds up being a federal law. For instance, California has its own set of environmental regulations, like CAFE standards for vehicles, for cars, and they're always much more stringent. But you look over the years, and California does it first, and like, you know, 4 years later, the federal government takes it up, and they're always pushing. California serves the purpose of pushing the Overton window. So it's always the direction the federal government is going to go. Now, for our illustration today, I picked this story to discuss this. You know, they're talking about flavored e-cigarettes, and they talk about kid-friendly. Now, sales are booming on these things because people want them. Well, they passed this law banning them, and now they're wringing their hands because, well, people are still buying them. They're buying them online. So this is the excuse. This opens the door, you see, for federal regulations. Like, well, we may not have a way to stop internet sales, so we need the federal government to step in. And we already know the federal government is heading that way anyway. Now, again, I'm using this as a general topic. Don't sit here and say, well, I don't care about vaping of all things. And what do I care if people are vaping flavored or non-flavored or whatever the hell? The point here is it's a micromanaging tyranny. Why do they care that people vape flavored nicotine products? Now, you have to look at this in the context of the big picture. Crime is rampant in California. We've all seen the stories. They just go in, groups of youths, teens. They go into these stores and just clear the shelves off. Because in California, they're not going to prosecute you for things such as shoplifting. So you can just go in and steal from the store. And the government doesn't care about that. You have homeless people staggering around shooting up drugs on the street, and the government will even provide them the paraphernalia to shoot up what are supposed to be illegal drugs, hard drugs, fentanyl, heroin. They don't care about that, but they are worried about flavored vape products. I've said on my normal show, The Parish of the Patriots, I've said it there before, and it bears repeating now. When you have a nation, when you have a people, country, a group of people that as a whole, they have abandoned God. And by in abandoning God, I'm not preaching, so stay with me here. But in abandoning God, they have abandoned morality. I mean, because it comes hand in hand. So having abandoned God and true morality, they wind up inventing this weird new fake morality. You see, the people that pass something like a ban on flavored tobacco products imagine that they're doing this whole righteous thing. They're why look, we're doing it for the kids. Why look, we're trying to keep people healthy. We're doing such a good thing. And then they look over here and they apparently don't care anything that people are sitting around shooting up heroin and shitting on the sidewalk. The stores are having to go out of business because they can't have a business because groups of youths come in there and clear the shelves out. They don't care about that. Is the classic example, I mean, it's just like a classic extreme example of the biblical thing of worrying about a splinter in somebody else's eye when you have a board in your own. You know, they're worried about people vaping flavored nicotine products while at the same time, people are shooting up hard drugs on the street. In California, you can go into weed shops and buy gummy bears with marijuana in them. You know, you can chew these flavored bubblegum gummy bears and get high, but that's not a problem. The state is A-okay with that, but they're going to try to micromanage people. They're going to try to micromanage people and their vape products. All the while proclaiming what virtuous and righteous people they are. Why, look at what we're doing. These people often refer to these things as like a nanny state. You know, they're trying to micromanage everything about you. But if they were a nanny, they're doing a really crappy job. You got people shooting up drugs on the street. You're selling drugs in storefronts that are flavored. Well, you don't think these young people can get flavored marijuana gummy bears? It's a fake morality. The people, these government, they have adopted a fake morality. They don't worry about things that actually should matter. Real things that you would think a functioning government would be taking care of. A functioning government would look around in their state and say, we have an extreme homeless problem. We got to do something with these people. We can't have people shitting on the sidewalk and shooting up heroin in front of everybody. We can't have that. We can't have people going in and clearing off store shelves and nobody can do business. This harms the community as a whole. You would have a functioning government would worry about these things, but they don't. They sit around and make up things to look like they're doing something. Oh, look what we're doing. Look what we're doing. Don't look over here at the complete collapse and failure of the social fabric of the society as a whole. Don't look at that. But look, we're worrying about this. It's just they're picking at lint and living in filth. E-cigarettes are still considered a relatively new product sold in the U.S. for about a decade, so their impact on health is still being researched, according to the American Lung Association. However, in 2018, the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine reported that e-cigarettes can cause health problems, including a risk for coughing, wheezing, and an increase in asthma in youths. It was also found that e-cigarettes contain a number of dangerous chemicals, including a bunch of stuff that I can't pronounce, and formaldehyde. These aldehydes can cause lung disease and heart disease. So, of course, we have the obligatory appeal to authority. See, we're going to these experts, we're going to researchers, we're going to these associations who get paid, you know, who receive money to promote a problem. Where's their research on the effects of marijuana, which they basically sell in the open now? They've decriminalized for the most part in California. Where's their research on that? Surely there's some ill effects to that as well. There's ill effects to many things. I look at the cancer. I'm very familiar with cancer rates. And you know, cancer is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, as many of you know. And why do we have all of these cancer problems in the country now? What about the actual things that are causing, because we used to not have that. What about the fact, where's the research conducted on the fact that basically all of the food you go into the grocery store and buy, if you read the ingredients, it lists like an inventory list from a chemistry lab. Maybe that has something to do with the cancer. What about microplastics in our environment? Where's the research? How come we really don't hear very much about that? It's like the way they go on and on with the invented moral problem of climate change, which is so vague, and it's basically because you're living too well. And yet they have no interest in addressing actual pollutants in our environment. They have no, where's the American Lung Association? Where are all these cancer foundations and researchers? Where are they raising the alarm that, you know, you can find microplastics in basically every aspect of the environment now? And yet they're going to run around. They run around and worry about made up morality. They worry about micromanaging how people are living their lives. Don't worry about the food we're intaking into our bodies, the chemicals that are in all. They say there's no problem with that. And yet we see these ridiculous cancer rates. As y'all know, I have to go in every so often and see an oncologist because I've had two cancer surgeries in the last couple of years. And God has blessed me and I'm doing fine. And, you know, I go in. You know, when I have to go visit the oncologist, I always feel a little guilty because I go up in there. I have to go on this certain floor, and the whole floor, you know, is for cancer stuff. It's a whole big building about cancer patients. And I go in there, and there's people in these various stages, you know, when they got, you know, they're in bad shape. And I always feel guilty going in there because I look like there's nothing wrong. They probably look at me and think I'm the maintenance guy coming in to fix something because I look fine. But you have all of these people. All these people in here with all of this cancer, where does it come from? Why is this going on? But you see, it's a billions of dollars per year business. No interest in that. But they're really worried about people vaping. They're really worried about every single thing you do, how far you drive your car. In fact, carbon dioxide. See, this is another one of those fake morality things. They have invented carbon dioxide as the latest pollution. See, it all mirrors together in this micro-tyranny, this micromanaging tyranny. We have chemicals in all of our food. We have microplastics in our body because it's in the water, it's in the food, it's everywhere you go. We have people with all of these cancers. And what's always in the news? Carbon dioxide. You see, carbon dioxide is the real pollutant we need to worry about. The thing that if you went to school when I did, you learned that carbon dioxide is what plants crave. Not Brondo. They crave carbon dioxide. Plants breathe the carbon dioxide in and exhale the oxygen. We inhale the oxygen and exhale the carbon dioxide. You see, it's a cycle of life. And now they have renamed carbon dioxide and designated carbon dioxide as now a pollutant. Not estrogen in the water, not microplastics in everything, including us, not all of our food reading like a chemical experiment, Not all these strange chemicals that get sprayed on like everything. None of that. You see, you don't have to worry about that. They're worried about micromanaging everything else. The air, literally the air that you breathe. You know, think about that. When they talk about climate change and carbon dioxide, they're literally talking about they need to manage and have control over the very air that you breathe. All the while we're taking in all kinds of toxic chemicals, pollutants, everything else into our body, and they don't care. They're not worried about that. You see this everywhere. Like I said, they ignore crime that's out of control. They ignore all of these things while they're trying to micromanage vape products. They're trying to micromanage the very air that you breathe. In 2022, the Food and Drug Administration reported that e-cigarette use among youths as its top concern. In its 2022 National Youth Tobacco Survey, the agency found that more than 2.5 million U.S. middle and high school students used e-cigarettes. The same data found that e-cigarette users preferred flavored products, with fruit flavors being the most popular, followed by candy, desserts, and other flavor. The most recent version of that national survey reported that 2.1 million youths use e-cigarettes, with a decline in high school students using the product. Now, I have to stop for a minute to pick apart a little something, because you know the word, you know, you just, I've done this long enough. I pick out and these word magic and these switcheroos, these bait and switches they do, they jump out at me. You know, this is a classic example. The FDA reported that e-cigarettes use among youths as its top concern. You say, they plant that in your mind. They're talking about youth using these things. In its 2022 National Youth Tobacco Survey, the agency found that more than 2.5 million middle and high school students used e-cigarettes. See, they're keeping that in your mind. We're talking about middle and high school students. Okay. The same data found that e-cigarette users preferred flavored products. Now, e-cigarette users preferred flavored products. That's not saying specifically middle and high school. Now they're using the blanket e-cigarette users. You see, it's kind of a bait. They lead you in talking about youth, middle and high school students, but then they use the blanket e-cigarette users. You gotta watch out. They try to get you every time. The FDA has no kind of moral authority. After the COVID vaccine fiasco, anybody that's paying any attention at all realizes it's a complete fiasco. Once again, micromanaging tyranny. See, the FDA ranks its top concern is people vaping. That's their top concern. Not the fact that they gave authorization for a vaccine that is literally killing people now. Literally killing people, causing all kinds of, and is probably, who knows what the long-term ramification of the experimental vaccine is going to be. But you see, their top concern, forget that. They pushed this thing out as an experiment. I remember at the time I was telling people, you know, if you ask them for the long-term study, you're not going to get one because you are the long-term study. You are literally the experiment. If you took the vaccine, you were literally the experiment, and the FDA signed it off and said it's A-OK. That was all right. Their top concern is what you're vaping. And if young people are vaping, this is the same government that has no problem with child trannies. They have no problem with putting 11-year-olds on hormone blockers. They have no problem with 13-year-olds getting their breasts cut off because they're quote-unquote trans. They have no problem with that. But they want to micromanage their top concern. Their top concern is young people could be vaping. We've got to micromanage this. My gosh, you're just breathing and you're breathing out carbon dioxide. They talk about the climate. I keep going back to the climate change because this all applies together. And I'm afraid this show is more rambling even than my usual standards. But, you know, they talk about, you know, farm animals, cows. You see cows emitting these gases and you see all these animals and they're producing carbon dioxide. It's only one step away from you're producing too much carbon dioxide. You're killing the planet. They want to micromanage everything about it, about us, about our lives, things that don't matter, while at the same time they promote every sort of ridiculous, you know, health problem, every sort of ridiculous degeneracy, everything that destroys the fabric of society. Several California counties, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Sacramento, adopted local bans on flavored tobacco long before the statewide law took effect. Can you imagine living in one of these hellhole cities like San Francisco, and your city council is worried about banning flavored vape products? Can you just, I mean, can you picture that? You can't go downtown because the homeless problem is so bad. But this is the sort of thing they're worried about. This is the lint picking out of their navel that they're worried about. The city streets are filthy. There's homeless people everywhere. The drug use is just rampant. Crime is rampant. And this is what they're worried about. This is the tyranny they're putting on. One of the failures of this government on all levels is they don't want to, they're unable, unwilling, they do not want to, whatever the case may be, to tackle actual real problems. You see these pictures of the homeless people in these shithole cities like San Francisco. They could fix that. These problems are not unfixable. They always try to act like they are. It always amazes me when some problem is talked about and you'll have some politician stand up there and talk about, well, it's a very complicated issue. No, it's not. These are not complicated. They're very easy to fix. I could give you the solutions to any of them. You name it here, give me 5 minutes to put my thoughts together and I'll give you a solution to these problems. They're not hard problems. They pretend they're hard because A, they want to grift more money. They say, we need more funding. We need more research. We need more money to get into my pocket. And we'll think about how we're actually going to go about it. They have no interest in actually fixing any of these problems. And they're probably, quite frankly, too damn stupid to fix any of these problems. But they're not hard. They're not complicated issues. Instead, they want to run around and they make up these fake problems that are easy to mess around with. San Francisco could fix their homeless problem. They could absolutely do that, but they're not. If you live in that place, I'm sorry, but if you do live in that place, they could fix it. They could fix it inside of a month. It's not that hard, but they're not, and they won't. But they want to sit around and pretend like they're doing something really meaningful. But state and local efforts haven't stopped consumers from getting their hands on tobacco-related products, such as e-cigarettes. Well, because they want them. Look, y'all know me, and you know how I feel about libertarianism. You know, and I had a whole show here a while back where I made fun of the libertarian ideology. But at the same time, look, the people want them. You notice how they try to act like the people are little babies, you know, and they have to be taken care of. Well, yes, the people are trying to find a way to buy the things that they want. Why, we have to slap their hand. You're not allowed to do that. It's too scary to take on actual problems, so they're going to sit down. They're going to sit around and try to micromanage you. Several years ago, California passed passed laws against using fireworks. They passed laws against, outdoor barbecues because, you know, the smoke from your smoker is going to kill the planet. But you always know, I remember when this was years ago when they passed this and I was laughing. I'm like, do you really think that the police are going to go into East LA and tell those people that you can't be cooking a goat in your backyard? No, they're not. But they'll go to the white community, they'll go to the suburbs and micromanage people there. It's the same thing. I mean, in the cities here, like in Dallas, for instance, San Antonio, in Dallas, you know, they outlaw fireworks. You can't shoot off fireworks. But every year during the holidays when fireworks are sold here, you know, in the minority communities, they're shooting off fireworks like crazy. The cops ain't going down there and risk getting shot over writing someone a firework ticket. They're very selective about where they go and do this micromanaging about setting off your fireworks. Like, well, why aren't you enforcing that in the black community? Well, because I'll get shot if I go down. I ain't going to get shot over a fireworks ticket. But I am going to show up here in your nice little suburb community and hassle all of you because your kids are out there with sparklers in the yard or some shit. We're going to micromanage this. Researchers at the Herbert Wertheim School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science at UC San Diego, which apparently doesn't study things like toxic stuff in our food, found that online shopping for cigarettes and vaping products increased significantly in the weeks after the implementation of Senate Bill 793. The law says tobacco retailers cannot sell flavored products, but it doesn't specifically define e-commerce businesses as retailers. Researchers collected weekly Google search rates related to online shopping for e-cigarettes. And I gotta stop. This is the public health and human longevity science researchers. And again, they're not researching why cancer is running rampant in the population. They have no interest in any of these other health problems that are obviously apparent. The obesity epidemic. I'm old enough. I say this, I'm getting old to the point I repeat my stories. When I was a kid growing up, there weren't fat people like this. Americans looked normal. In the 80s, Americans looked normal. And now you look around this country, something changed. And everybody says, well, it's because people have gotten lazier. That's bullshit. People had office jobs back then too. No, something has changed. It's something in the damn food. And they don't care. These researchers at UC San Diego for the public health and human longevity, they have no interest in this. Here's a big glaring thing. You have rampant diabetes. Everybody is huge. Everybody is fat. Everybody has all of these weird, obvious health problems. And they did not used to have that. I can tell you, I was there. I'm a time traveler. I've come to tell you this. I have come to tell you that it did not used to be this. So trust me, take my word for it. People didn't look like this. Something changed. What did they start putting in the food? What chemicals did they start using? Maybe this research center could spend some time trying to figure it out. What are they doing? They're checking people's Google searches. They're micromanaging. Oh my gosh, we got to know what people's Google search patterns are. And why are they trying to get their hand on candy apple vape juice or whatever the hell else? Why aren't they buying pineapple marijuana gummies instead? They're trying to micromanage and worry about this when over the past 30 or so years, something happened. The entire population of the country became obese and got diabetes. Something changed. Let's take a look at what was in food and our water or whatever the else, say in 1985. And let's see what's in those same things in 2015 and what is different. And maybe these researchers could narrow that down and figure out, okay, this wasn't in people's diet. People weren't intaking this back then, and now they are. And now we have all this obesity and this diabetes and the cancer and everything else. Maybe we have found a link, and they have no interest in it. They're trying to micromanage and figure out your Google search and why you want cherry-flavored vape juice. As everything falls apart, they're sitting there trying to micromanage the air that you breathe. Let's see here. Where were we at? Researchers collected weekly Google search rates relating to online shopping for cigarettes and vaping products in California from January of 2018 to May of 2023 and identified websites marketing flavored vaping and menthol products, according to the report. They found that shopping queries were 194% higher than expected for cigarettes and 162% higher than expected for vaping products after the Senate bill was adopted. Let's just go ahead and finish this out because you already know where they're going with this. Eric Leas, assistant professor of the School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science and director of the Tobacco E-Commerce Lab, said, all these people with all of these made-up jobs, what does that position pay? He says retailer licensing programs have proved to be effective in forcing tobacco control laws. Quote, however, the exclusion of e-commerce retailers from these programs can undermine their impact. The absence of explicit regulations on e-commerce sales can create loopholes in enforcing tobacco control laws, allowing consumers to easily access restricted products online, he said. Researchers are recommending that e-commerce businesses be included in the definition of tobacco retailer within existing and future. See, there's going to be future tobacco control policies, as well as monitoring online compliance. You see, while micromanaging your vape product usage, and everybody's getting around that, they don't see a problem in the micromanaging. The problem is you're getting around it. They don't stop and say, well, if what we're doing is so good and for everybody's benefit, why is everybody trying to find a loophole and get around and still get the things they want? See, no, that's not the problem. The problem is we need to figure out a way to micromanage you even harder. All of these experts, you know, they have, how do they imagine that they have any credibility any longer? And they just put out this gibberish. They put out this garbage and you're just supposed to swallow it. You're just supposed to believe them. It just amazes me that they sit here and admit that everybody is going around them. Nobody wants what they're doing. And their answer is, well, we got to do it to you harder. Again, all within the backdrop of rampant drug use, out of control crime, filth in the city, the roads are awful. You have homeless people laying around shooting up drugs out in public, and that's not a problem. All these people, that is not a problem. The problem is the air that you breathe, the fact that you're eating the food that you want, not the fact that they're putting things in your food that you didn't ask for. None of us asked for our food ingredients to be a science experiment. None of that. They aren't worried about any of that. They're worried about little things, little petty things, and they pretend like they're doing this great work. You see, they're just working to keep you safe. You're supposed to just become completely acclimated to the idea of these idiots micromanaging your lives. And they're not even competent in that. You're supposed to be comfortable with observable morons micromanaging your life. They point to other countries like Russia, China, Iran, and they'll say, oh, they're authoritarian. Those are authoritarian regimes. You see, we are in a battle of the democracy versus these authoritarian regimes. But what authoritarianism is there in China? You can go watch videos. In China, the streets are really good. Their cities look like space colonies. Their streets are clean. There's videos of people going out after dark, late at night, and families are out there with their kids at food markets, out in the open. No crime, no homeless people, everything working fine. And they say that's authoritarian. It's like what classifies as authoritarian is they're not promoting sexual degeneracy in these countries, China, Russia, Iran. They're not promoting sexual degeneracy. That makes them authoritarian. Meanwhile, here we have rampant crime. We have third world roads everywhere you drive. You know, we have obesity problems because all of our food looks like a chemical experiment. We have people doing drugs and a homeless problem that is just off the charts. People crapping on the street, shooting up drugs out in public. We have all of these problems. Imagine Biden just met with Emperor Xi, with President Xi from China. And whined at him about fentanyl use in America. You know, like it's China's problem. You see, our country is failing and it's your fault. Meanwhile, these people running around trying to micromanage these other insignificant aspects of your life. It's just amazing. They point to these other countries which are much more competently run. I'm not saying they're utopia. There's no such thing. I'm not saying those countries don't have their problems. But they are at least more or less competently run. Or let's put it in contrast. They're more competently run than the U.S. or California. And yet they claim they're authoritarian because they don't have homeless people laying around everywhere. They don't have open drug use in the street. They're not promoting every sort of sexual degeneracy. They're not doing double mastectomy on perfectly healthy teenage girls because transgender. Those are authoritarian regimes. Meanwhile, we have the freedom and the democracy. While they meanwhile, they use their micromanaging authoritarianism. They sit here and micromanage and worry over every little tiny thing you're doing. Meanwhile, the country is basically burning down around us. It's just dilapidating and falling apart around us. While they virtue signal. They're virtue signaling about how, oh, look what we're doing. They can't claim, look what they're doing for you. So basically, you're stuck looking at what they're doing to you. We're going to wrap up on that note. Again, I apologize. I'm probably more rambling this story than ever. Even I have my off days. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. I appreciate you joining me this way. I hope you check out all of our content here on Radio Albion Monday through Friday. I plan to be back Monday for the Daily Nationalist. I'll ramble less than I did on this show. Hopefully I'm going to do my best. As always, keep the faith. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.